What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. 2020 will forever be our generation's turning point for what we know as a life-changing era. We unknowingly welcomed a virus that came and went and then came back and then went and then came back again and then left and is coming back again. In the 2 years that we have experienced this, we have been met with all types of anxiety at really wowing levels. And we've been out of our old routines for over two years actually. So whether you're anxious again about being in a large group gathering or touching doorknobs, y'all seen the monkeypox pics, good Lord, I don't want that. Or maybe you're in a rush to get back to the way things were and you're currently diving deep in full force, eager to hug everyone. Also, please stop hugging me, okay? Don't hug me no more, okay? But no matter what your perspective is, I'm sure we can all agree that this time has been hard and we'd love to leave it behind, honestly and truly. So in this episode, you and I are going to discuss some crucial habits you should be holding on to when normal life resumes, whenever that will be. The first habit you gotta hold on to post-pandemic, if even that's a thing, is learning and chasing new hobbies. I remember scrolling TikTok and Instagram during the quarantine, and we were all cooking or knitting or painting. We were all just so creative. We were all creating things and experiencing things. It felt like we all picked up a quarantine hobby. Obviously, DJing was my quarantine baby that is now like, I don't know, a preteen. Think back to the first 3 months of the pandemic. What did you do to fill all of that empty time that you had? If or when you find hobbies that you enjoy, hold on to them for dear life. We should be chasing those joyful moments. Whether you got into making your own bread or your own music, make sure that you reserve space in your life to continue those hobbies. Don't let them slip through the cracks because the new normals of life have picked up again and now they're trying to steal all of your time away. Make time for the things that make you happy and bring you joy. And please, whatever you do, never lose the fire in you that tells you to try new things and to simply just have fun. You all know that I am an advocate for taking care of your health. And when you know more, you can do more. Everly Well is digital healthcare designed for you. With over 30 at-home tests, you can choose the test that makes the most sense for you to get the answers you need. Everly Well ships your at-home tests straight to you. All you have to do is collect your sample and use the provided prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results get sent to your phone in just days, and you can share your results with your primary care physician to help guide your next steps. I tried the Everly Well sleep test. It measures the daily fluctuations of three hormones that can help you determine if abnormal fluctuations in the levels of these hormones may be affecting your ability to get a restful night's sleep. Here's to better sleep, y'all. And for listeners of this show, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com everlywell.com/TY. That's everlywell.com/TY for 20% off of your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/TY. The second habit you got to hold on to is being considerate. You might be one of those people who magically decided to show up for others in 2020. Keep that up, beloved. We love to see it. It's still so very clutch to do small acts of kindness for the people in your life and even strangers. Let me ask you a question. Are you still getting those groceries for your neighbor who is elderly and maybe can't make it to the store? Are you still focusing on supporting small local businesses in whatever way you can? People came together to clap for essential healthcare workers and protest for the things that mattered to them. Are you still doing that? And the act of kindness, the ultimate act of kindness, forever and always will be washing your hands often. I cannot stress this enough. Wash your hands, please. Coughing into your elbow, wiping down the public bathroom counter after you've washed your hands, picking up something that you've dropped on the floor and then putting it in the trash. These are all very simple ways of showing people around you that you care about their well-being and yours. The third habit you gotta hold on to is embracing simplicity. Girl, outside opened up and we went ham, okay? You hear me? We all went ham. Now we're all mad because our bank accounts are stressed out. You don't have to spend every weekend doing everything. Also, I am talking to myself. You don't have to spend every weekend doing everything. And I know there is a day party or a brunch every darn day, seems like. Oh, also, shameless plug, I am having my own party, my own DJ party on August the 19th. So if you are in the Baltimore area, grab your early bird tickets now at morethanparties.com. Anyways, but maybe, just maybe, give yourself permission to have a relaxing weekend every once in a while, but not on August the 19th, though, because we turn up that day, okay? See you there. But seriously, you don't have to always be doing something. And don't be afraid to simplify certain areas of your life if you grew to like them. If you really started to enjoy going for walks with your friends because it felt like that's all you could do at the time, keep doing it. Get together with your friends just to shoot the whatever, you know, just to talk if you want to, just because, again, you don't always have to be doing something. Except on August the 19th. Again, morethanparties.com. See you there. The fourth habit you gotta hold on to is making your home feel like home. After all the cooking and knitting I would scroll past, I saw lots of home decor updates. Y'all were buying things, okay? I know when we were stuck in the house, my home was clean, clean, like always clean. Everything had a home. Everything had a place. I was lighting candles every day, choosing peace and solitude. Now we are back outside, and air quotes, my home is starting to feel like a place just to store my things and crash at night. Being stuck inside for a year made me realize how important it is to feel comfortable and happy in my home. I am going back to that time again, I promised myself. I also realized that money can't buy happiness. I mean, I think we knew this, but money can't buy happiness. But choosing to invest your money into items for your home can make you happy, period. Buy the painting, sis, okay? Get the backyard done, homie, okay? Do all the things to make your home a home. We repaved our front steps and our porch during the quarantine. I sat outside on my steps last Saturday for about 2 hours, watering my grass, watching this one butterfly escape the water droppings. Like, we were playing like water slide with this butterfly. Crazy. And I just sat and listened to the kids around the corner. I listened to the ice cream truck that don't come down our street no more because the kids don't want ice cream around here. And it was just so refreshing just to be still. And even though life is picking back up again, the space you live in has the power to make you feel just, you know, cozy and happy inside. And you deserve those feelings, even if your time at home becomes more fleeting as you continue, you know, to venture back outside into the world. You deserve to feel soft and warm and cozy and happy, you know? The fifth habit you got to hold on to post-pandemic, again, if that's the thing, is taking care of yourself. I know for a lot of us, and tell me if this is you, the stillness of the quarantine brought up some thoughts or feelings that you might have been avoiding. Things are really easy to avoid when you've been ripping and running all day, okay? Going through life at a mile a minute pace makes it really easy to just push things to the side and avoid them. But those things can and will float right up to the top, right to the surface, very quickly when you're forced to slow down. This is what the quarantine did for me, maybe for you too. Maybe you've addressed these feelings by starting your therapy journey or, you know, starting to make journaling a regular thing, a regular habit for you. But please, 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 please hold on to those things. Make therapy a regularly. make therapy a scheduled thing, okay, beloved? Start journaling daily, even if it's just for a few minutes every morning, you know, before you start your day, or a few moments every night to clear your head. Carve out space for you to really be in touch with your thoughts and feelings, even and especially when your life gets busy. You should always be your number one priority. You know, I love traveling in the summer, but it can really drain my energy. Something that has been helping me feel energized and refreshed is my morning scoop of Athletic Greens AG1 in a glass of water. What I love is that AG1 not only is the perfect addition to my daily routine at home, but it's so easy to maintain while I travel. Plus, it has ingredients to support energy, recovery, and better sleep. And I love that it contains less than 1 gram of sugar and costs you less than $3 a day. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/tie. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/tie to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. The sixth habit you gotta hold on to is spending more time in nature. When I was sitting on my steps this past weekend, I had to forgive myself because I realized I really missed that calmness that I was chasing during the quarantine. I missed feeling, you know, refreshed and alive. A lot of times because the to-do lists we got are also, you know, doing, like we really do forget to pause and reflect. Being outside in nature does this for me. Connecting with nature is one of the key pillars to supporting your mental health. I'm sure there's a study somewhere that supports that sentence, but seriously, since most of us are now working from home, try moving the party to your porch and work while the birds serenade you. The seventh habit you gotta hold on to is not feeling guilty for spending a night in or for having FOMO. Y'all, peer pressure is so real and a little crippling, if you ask me, on both ends. I am learning that I should not force my peer pressuring ways on my friends and accept when they've also decided to choose themselves. And instead of me getting like a little attitude, I use it as a reminder for myself that I too should be choosing me. I used to get really angry when I wasn't able to, you know, experience the fun my friends would have that I saw, you know, recapped on Instagram. And then I realized that that anger was more the guilt of missing out on what I perceived as an important moment, or even just a moment to bond, you know, further with my people. I just want to do all the things with my people and their people too, you know? But this is our reminder that you also cannot miss out on the time spent with yourself. Make yourself feel good on the inside so that when you go to share that energy with your friends, it's good, you know? Like, it's pure, it's happy. Like, your friends should experience you at your best. The eighth habit I want you to hold on to post-pandemic, again, disclaimer, that's not even a thing, but we're making it a thing today because we're hopeful and wishful, right? The eighth habit I want you to hold on to is taking care of yourself. Child, the quarantine had me thinking I could cook. I made homemade banana bread. I was roasting chicken and vegetables every night. I was making fresh bread. Like, I was really out here being Betty Crocker. And then outside opened up and I was like, please serve me. Okay. Give me fancy restaurant and overpriced food and drinks right now, please. Okay. Give me all of the bad things. Give me the potatoes. Give me the chips. Give me all of the things that my body does not need. I don't know about you, but I am about to suspend my outside because it's weighing on my hips and my butt, literally. And if there is one thing that we have collectively learned over these last 2 years is that, in short, your health means everything. It is the only thing. I even stopped working out. My back hurts again. The steps in my house seem to have multiplied. Beloved, okay? We have got to do better. We've put so much time and energy into protecting ourselves and others from COVID-19, and that is very important and necessary. But taking care of your health means a lot more than successfully staying virus-free. It means taking charge of your health so that you can stay on top of any issues that may arise before they become a serious thing. It means not delaying the care you need to feel better and get healthier so you can enjoy this life. Because where on the street is, I don't know. They say you only get one time. That's what they had said. The ninth habit I want you to hold on to is checking in on your loved ones. I know I casually mentioned this in my number two habit that we should keep doing, but I want to spend some more time with this idea because when we were all bored in the house, the random phone calls, the random FaceTimes were at an all-time high, you know? Oh, I'm just calling to check on you. I was just thinking about you, so I decided to give you a ring. I was watching XYZ, and it made me think of that time we did ABC. Or I saw your post on Instagram, so I'm just popping in your text to make sure that you're good. Oh my God, remember those days? I do. Remember when people called you for nothing? I feel like now it's the opposite. It's, do you have so-and-so's contact number? Do you know who I can email about this? I got this job. Can you help me out with this? It's a question, right? We have to get back to those days where things aren't just transactional connections and conversations, right? Because what we know is that those transactional connections and conversations will not sustain a friendship. I challenge you this week to check up on three friends. Let's do three friends. I challenge you this week to check up on three friends you haven't heard from in a while for whatever reason. Just send a random message, or if you're feeling froggy, you know what I'm saying, you can give them a quick FaceTime. Not only will you be loved for it, like they're going to love to hear your voice, they're going to love to see your face, but it's actually going to make you feel good, beloved. It really is. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that every now and then I pop up on IG stories at night to share some TikToks that gave me some late night giggles. And as much as I love sharing joy and laughter, I recognize that I also need to take time for myself at night as well. So I downloaded Abide, the number one Christian meditation app. Abide offers relaxing meditations rooted in faith that help me practice gratitude each night. And when I can't sleep, I listen to the bedtime stories. For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/selfcare. Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. You can even listen to specific meditations to address anxiety, depression, stress, or forgiveness if there's an area you want to focus on. Get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/selfcare. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and so much more. Support this show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/selfcare. That's abide.co/selfcare to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. The 10th habit you got to hold on to is sanitizing. Child, we are still so dirty. Is it just me, or did we just magically fall back into the dirty again? And it's almost like God said, oh, y'all not listening? Oh, okay, monkeypox, have at it. I also have been watching y'all on the news and the testimonies. I don't want that. I don't want it. Go ahead and give me the vaccine already. Give me 2 shots, 3 shots, however many shots you think it's going to take for me not to get that monkeypox thing. I don't want it. But please, for the love of God, just wash your hands. Wash your hands, cough into your elbow, back up. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to be that close to me in the line of the market. The little girl is moving as fast as she possibly can. And maybe she's not. You know, maybe she's taking her sweet old time. Either way, slow down. Just be careful out there, guys, okay? Number 11. This is my last habit. The 11th habit you got to hold on to post-pandemic, again, if that's even a thing, is not going out or to work if you feel sick. Now, I'm just adding this one in here for all of my folks who are really stubborn and don't listen to their bodies, because I do feel like most of us kind of caught the hint during quarantine, right? Every call for me, honestly, was a doctor's visit or call. I kept thinking, this won't be how I leave this earth, okay? It just won't. But if you are the overachieving worker bee who refuses to listen to your body, cut it out. Cut it out right now. Your body knows exactly what it needs and wants. Trust it. It is not lying, friend. Your body is not lying to you. If you feel off, trust me, it's off. Hopefully, you are still doing all of these 11 things post-pandemic. I know we're not. We're still there. But hopefully, you are doing all of these 11 things plus more. Let me know if you have any habits that you have started during the quarantine that you are still doing that maybe I may have missed. Find me on Insta. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations, or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Selfcare IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.